Welcome back in, everybody. Matt Verzal, George Norwood, hanging with you here on Game Time. Thank you for listening. Thank you wherever you are listening at. If it's in the stream, if it's on the app. I'm not a tech guy. I don't think those are the same things. But we'll keep her moving. Out of the JTech Instruction Zone Twitter feed. Verz, you are in one today. You're in much better mood than you have been at times. We can tell when you're not. Thanks. We can tell when you're not having a good day. Yeah. Sometimes my brain just gets kind of out there. And I'm like anybody. Everybody gets overwhelmed at sometimes. I'll get chippy. I get a little more sharp-tongued, as they say. Quick to snip. But yeah, it's a ton of fun. Another one here out of a direct message. Verz, you mentioned recruiting to position and the offers that are out there. So yeah, Nebraska right now has 23 defensive tackle offers out. Now, there ain't but one of them on this site here. I'm on Husker 247 just buzzing around. But they're all cool. You know, one cat's going to Notre Dame. One's going to Iowa, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia. You know, and there's some other big-time schools, but they're in the mix. Yeah? And maybe you're shooting the wrong shot, but at least you're shooting. You know, if the kid, it's kind of a thing, wants to use it for a trip, hey, I'm going to go up and see what Lincoln's like. There's been more than one person that gets on campus. Says, hey, I didn't know you had this here. I didn't know this was what this was like. So to get that opportunity to come up and, hey, you never know. Got a lot of recruiter, a lot of offers out too. You know, like I said, the tackle position. Offensive line in general. Like right now there's 15, 3, 27. They got 27 offers out to tackles. That's a lot of tackles. But they fit it. 6'7.5". 295, 6'8", 6'6", their fit, their style. The Atterbury kid out of Colorado. And it's kind of neat to see them establish these little like areas they're going to target and go in. You know, they don't fear going into Georgia and pulling guys out of there, as they shouldn't. You got offers to Mobile, Alabama. I'm sure they've made them. It's recency bias. I get it. So until Colorado locks up the borders of their state, let's do this. The ones I think, as I said though too, there's a lot in this athlete category. There's a lot in this, and you know something else that got me too. Wandale Robinson and those guys being big fans of LaMichael James, who that was somebody they were like, yeah, that's our guy, pure, you know, just speed, just a burner. But then that tied to Frost and Oregon. Never something I would put together. Never something I'd be like, hey, that can be a recruiting advantage. But when you turn the eyes of the guy that's fast, maybe a little bit undersized, play all the cards. See, that was just kind of a, they got 27 running back offers out for 2020. Cast a wide net, 54 receiver offers. Again, point of contention, point of need. Those type of deals are always good to see them out there. So, yep, Corey, I did, but I saw the flooding back in 308. I did see that, so my good folks out there, be safe, be careful. Don't take any chances. You know, I was telling you got city folk, see the flood road, like, oh, I'm just going to drive across this, no problem. You see the steam coming out of the car, I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that. See the steam coming out of the hood of the car starts floating away. It's like, oh, probably should have taken that chance, bud. But then also on the backside, my 95-year-old grandmother is out driving around, checking out the floods. I'm like, Grandma, what are you doing? She goes, God, I love her. She goes, I got this. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. Like, I got it. Oh, them stubborn old women. Oh, goodness. But, yeah, so please be safe out there. You know, Keith's another question here out of the inbox. Your keys to the success for Nebraska in their game at 2 o'clock. It is what it is, right? Probably living on a little bit of borrowed time. But if funneling these guys in off the bench is the thing. And maybe it's, you ain't got much choice. You got six scholarship dudes on two walk-ons. That's your bench. You're eight deep. So I like to call, some people call that worrisome. I call it efficient. And the travel budget, we only got to travel this many guys. We only got to worry about this many. I kid. But if playing a spark plug gets you the chance, play it. But when it gets to it, you got to look Palmer, Watson. And did I hear, did Roby get hurt? Am I off on that?
You're off on that.
Okay. Look at my big three, Meg. Listen, I'm going to throw a hustle guy out there with the three of you. So he's going to be flying around trying to get steals, hopefully not foul out of the game in the first half. You're going to score the points. And maybe Palmer goes on a heater. Maybe he goes on a Terrence Pettaway type heater, and he can't miss. Okay, that's the game plan. That's what we got to look at. Because to line up and go head-to-head, I don't think works. I don't think that's where it's going to be a successful thing for Nebraska and what they are trying to accomplish now. On the Creighton side of the equation, tighten up the D. Make sure you know you're playing great defense. Play within yourself, I think, would be a big, you know, first game of the tourney, young team. And we can say, you know, the regular season hones you for this. It's different when you get to tournament basketball. It's different when you get to tournament anything because that pressure's there a little bit more. Again, this is a young team. And I think, though, the way they're playing, because one of the words that I fought Damon forever was portable. What do you have that's portable? Hate when he's right. But defense is portable. You go on the road and you get in these tournaments, you play great defense, your chances greatly increase. Because if you're not making and they're not scoring, it's a puncher's chance. You can get in there. So, Nebraska, do what you're doing. Keep playing. Try to hang on. See how far this little fun run can take you. I think this would be the end today, but maybe one more round. Hey, good on them. Get those kids something to be happy for as some of them close out their careers at Nebraska. And move it on from there. She's always a little ornery, but we'll head to the hotline. Ladies always go to the top. And we will talk to the one and only Kim. Kim, how are we today?
Hey, Burris. How are you?
I'm doing well, my dear. How are you?
I'm getting ready for the game.
I know. Where are you getting hyped up? Are you drinking already?
I don't drink the alcohol.
Ever?
No, I don't. I don't. But I support your bet.
Yeah.
I welcome you on the bandwagon.
No. Kimberly, don't get this twisted. This is purely non-traditional retirement account things. I'm not trying to get in.
I'm pretty sure you're still scared of Coach Mack's wife. That's why you're betting.
And, hey, let's kind of squash that conversation because I don't want her coming and being mad at me. She's an absolute awesome woman. I always love talking to you.
The most interesting things you said today, not that you don't always say interesting things, but mm-hmm. I think I know where you get your attitude. Grandma sounds like she's kind of worried, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, me being, you know, I've been the only male in that family for a while, like blood male.
Yeah.
So I'm, yeah. Yes. She's still, I'll tell this story.
I'm pretty sure you would drive through those floodwaters, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, it depends. I have a pretty good gauge of depth. So if it's a rage or just moving pretty good, I'll back up. But yeah, I would press the envelope. I would see what happens. But again.
Hey, on another note,
yes.
DB's lying to you. He has never met me, ever.
Oh, really? That we still got that one going?
Oh, yeah. So when I heard that the other day, and I'm like, he's lying.
You're one of the great unknowns. Has Gary seen you, though? Does Gary know who you are?
No. Okay. I think they might kind of know who I am just because, you know, I've got the Twitter face on there.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, you got to keep that hidden, Kim.
I know.
We're going to run this
show.
It's a
good running gig, man.
Well, good luck to your...
Go Jays!
Good luck to your Jays today. I've got money on them.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I have to set myself up for a huge failure. Like, if they go out and just get rolled, everybody's going to be like, hey, nice pick. Thanks, Jinx. Take a break here. Come back. We'll continue on. Got a ton. Everybody's pretty active today. Good on you. Always love it. So we'll get to a couple more emails, a couple more calls, when we return here on Game Time 1620 The Zone.